June is Elder Abuse Awareness Month. The recently published America's Health Rankings Senior Report puts Georgia 41st in the nation for its quality of senior health. That's two slots lower than last year. So two things to talk about here with our guest this morning: the general health of seniors in Georgia and the issue of elder abuse. Kathy Floyd is here. She is the executive director for the Georgia Council on Aging. And Glenn Oster is on the line with us. Glenn is the director of the Institute of Gerontology at the University of Georgia. Good morning to both of you, Glenn and to Kathy. Thank you both for being here.
Good morning. Thanks for including me.
I'm really looking forward to the conversation. I want to first get to this issue of elder abuse and why it continues to be a problem, a problem that persists. We took this up with Robert Bush. He is a senior staff attorney for Georgia Legal Services in Savannah. He works on civil cases, including many with the elderly at the center of those cases. Here he is talking about the problem of elder abuse in Georgia.
I think the issue persists, again, because, you know, you have people who are out there who have no compunction about taking advantage of individuals who you can't take care of and can't defend, and sometimes can't do some basic transactions for themselves.
Glenn, you say Georgia is bad when it comes to community and environment engagement. How does that lack of engagement factor into elder abuse?
Well, I think everything is connected. So, yes, there's lack of engagement at the community level, and that is perhaps a process from both the top down and bottom up. The top down meaning what can our institutions, governments, and so forth do to better regulate the industry and make sure that there are qualified people who are well-educated, who understand their position and their role in looking after elders. But it also, from the bottom up, so to speak, on the individual level and the family level, is there's an education and awareness that needs to be put in place so people understand the dynamics of when your loved one is in a, whether it's an assisted living facility or a nursing home, that there are certain things that take place, and that if both sides are better educated, again, from the top down and bottom up, on what really is important to both sides in providing really good quality of care, and have sort of a meeting of the minds of both sides and saying this is, you know, having some metrics in place and standardizations on trying to improve the care so everyone benefits, both the employer, the employee, and also the person, the consumer, receiving the benefits of that care.
Kathy, what, from your perspective, is the problem with the quality of care for seniors in Georgia?
Well, you have, with our rankings, you do have a low ranking for nursing home quality, and that is definitely an issue in Georgia. But part of the reason for that is that we have one of the lowest Medicaid reimbursement rates in the country. Almost 80% of nursing home beds are paid for with Medicaid. And so when you pay less, you get less. And so one of the things that we need to do, frankly, is increase that reimbursement rate and tie it to quality. And one of the things that we're looking at is having the direct care workers, those folks that do the majority of the hands-on work, paid at least $10 an hour. And we think that is a possible way to get at some of these problems.
Well, you also say that seniors have not really been a focus of lawmakers. I know that's something that you're working on. And Robert Bush points that out as well. He agrees with you on this point.
Well, we have another abuse prosecutor here in Savannah, and I think there are others across the state. However, that is not in you know, every county. The critical support that is required to develop a case, in many cases, financial forensic investigators often are not funded.
Kathy, what does it look like if lawmakers are more engaged on this?
Well, we have seen a difference in just the last couple of years. This year in the legislature, they funded the creation of a position for a statewide prosecutor. And this will get at something that Robert is talking about, because you have different counties that are, you know, able to do different things. Frankly, here in the metro area, Cobb County is excellent. They do a great job. But a smaller county doesn't have the resources. So this statewide prosecutor will be able to go into different counties and be able to help them prosecute the wrongdoers. And that you know, that's a win-win. One of the things we're looking at doing is asking all of the major candidates for governor next year to make senior issues a priority. And I think with the numbers that we're looking at and the increases in the numbers of seniors and the numbers that are facing elder abuse and problems with hunger, problems with home care, staying independent, I think that that will be a win-win.
You know, Glenn, I want to get back to this question of education. You know, we should all be so lucky to live long enough to you know, live a life where we have great care around us as we age. What is it that we need to know as we age, and what do our family members need to know in terms of making sure that that great quality of care is available?
Well, I think there, a part of education is an awareness of the various factors. And both, when I say factors, I mean awareness and education, both formal and informal education, of those factors that will diminish our quality of life. But also looking at factors and having people have this awareness of what can they do when they're younger to have sort of over a life course, so they hopefully ensure themselves or at least give themselves a greater opportunity to age well or to have that quality of life. So I think education is a major, major part of it.
Is that education, again, Glenn, sorry to interrupt, but is that education readily available? I mean, is it easily accessible?
I would think not. And when I speak of education, that could be ongoing campaigns, you know, from the government level. It could be starting right in our classrooms and educating those in grade school and high school and university about the process of aging and aging well and some of the factors that they may encounter as they age or their as they see their parents age or grandparents age. And again, it doesn't necessarily have to be formal education, but some sort of campaign that people start understanding that these are the issues that will happen to me. And I think you have to make it personal. These are the issues that will happen to me or my family at some point. And to another point is this really should be a priority, you know, because right now about 15% of the U.S. population is 65 or older.
Yeah, yeah.
Within a decade or two, that's going to be 20, 21, 22%. That's going to be a huge number of individuals who are going through different scenarios in their life that they didn't have when they were younger, you know, in terms of chronic conditions, perhaps lack of independence, cognitive issues,
right.
Caregiver issues. And so, again, having some sort of understanding, and I use the word education, or awareness that we need to invest resources, we need to have awareness of how to handle various situations
sure.
as they arise and become personal.
And Kathy, will you take on this question of food insecurity for seniors? It's shocking what's in the report, and it's shocking to hear you talk about food insecurity and the problem that it is for seniors here in Georgia.
It is. The report shows that nationally the increase is about 16% in the last year on this. And unfortunately, in Georgia, we're up 18% with food insecurity. And this is
But what does that mean, food insecurity?
Well, the definition of food insecurity is the percentage of seniors facing the threat of hunger. So you have seniors that are buying their prescription drugs and not buying food. You can hear this from folks that are, you know, not just poverty folks. And it is a, you know, an issue of nutrition, not only to give them nutrition, but also the health benefits. And there are a lot of health problems that come when you're not getting the correct nutrition. So it is a real issue. Now, the good news is that Georgia is having its second annual Senior Hunger Summit in September, September 28th and 29th. And this is an initiative of the Georgia Department of Human Services to bring together stakeholders. Mm-hmm. This is elected officials. This is advocates. This is the...
And when is that happening?
September 28th and 29th. It's going to be at the Marriott Century Center right here in Atlanta.
And there's more information available?
Yes,
on
the the Department of Human Services website. You can also find it on our website,
right.
Georgia Council on Aging.
Kathy, thank you so much. Kathy Floyd is the Executive Director of the Georgia Council on Aging. And you've also heard from Glenn Oster. He is Dr. Glenn Oster, Director of the Institute of Gerontology at UGA. Thank you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.